Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park. The offseason program is behind us. Training camp is ahead. But before we get to Mankato, we've got some stuff to figure out, and you guys are going to help us with the questions you've emailed to us. So thank you for that. Let's get to work. The first question comes from Rob in Minneapolis. Who do you see taking a bigger step forward in their sophomore season, Danielle Hunter or Eric Kendricks, and why? Great question. Both of these guys had impressive rookie seasons. Hunter had 6 sacks. Kendricks led us in tackles, and that's despite not playing a bunch in the first few games. I think you have to give the edge to Kendricks in this question because he's got a clear path to the starting position at middle linebacker, whereas Hunter may be behind Brian Robinson, at least to start the season, at left defensive end. But both of these guys are going to have big impacts on the Vikings defense this season. You would expect Kendricks to be among the leading tacklers on the team once again, and Hunter is trying to follow up a 6-sack rookie season with even more in 2016. Steve has the next question. How has the trade of Gerald Hodges last year panned out, and with such great depth this year, do you foresee another trade to add picks or fill a need? Well, remember, the deal with the Gerald Hodges trade, where the Vikings got a 6th-round pick, which they turned into Moritz Boehringer, and center Nick Easton for sending Hodges to San Francisco. The deal with that was it opened up playing time for Eric Kendricks. And what did Kendricks do? He just led us in tackles and had a great rookie season. So while it probably worked out for the Niners to get Hodges, who's a good player in his own right, it really worked out well for the Vikings because it put Kendricks on the field, and he had a great season. Now, the Vikings have some depth in some areas right now, at defensive back, at running back, along the defensive line. But remember, it's great to have depth at this time of year, so I don't anticipate a trade necessarily happening. They are rare in the NFL. They can happen from time to time, but it's not common. Our next question comes from John in Florida. Which of the Vikings' late-round draft choices do you think have the best chance of making the active roster? I'm going to give you 2 late-round draft choices that have a good shot of making the roster. We'll start with the last choice the Vikings had, safety Jayron Kearse. You don't know how many safeties the Vikings are going to keep. Most teams keep 4 to 5. But regardless of that number, I think Kearse has a good shot to be one of the safeties the Vikings keep heading into the season. He had a pretty good spring. He's got great size. And, of course, there's great competition at the safety spot. The other one to watch, tight end David Morgan. Again, the Vikings already have some depth at tight end. But with Rhett Ellison coming back from injury, there may be an opportunity there for David Morgan. And even if Rhett Ellison is healthy, which we hope he will be, I still think there could be room for a player like David Morgan, who also had a great spring. He's a converted receiver, so you know he's got pass-catching skills. But I've also been impressed with his toughness, and he's a willing blocker in the run game. So watch David Morgan once we get to Mankato. Our next question comes from Dwayne in Iowa. Who will be the most improved team other than the Vikings in the NFC North this year? Well, you have to watch Green Bay. They get Jordy Nelson back. He's such a good player that will likely be a great improvement for them. But I think the team to watch is the Chicago Bears in terms of improvement. Remember, their first-round pick last year, wide receiver Kevin White, didn't even play as a rookie, so they're going to get him. And then I love what the Bears have been doing on defense with John Fox guiding the ship there. They've been active in free agency. They've addressed it in the draft. So the Vikings have some interesting games against the Bears this year. Early in the season, they play at Chicago on Monday Night Football on Halloween, and then they close the regular season with the Bears at US Bank Stadium. So the Bears are an improving team, and they have 2 interesting games coming up against the Vikings. Abe has the next question. You've shown this a couple of times in recent videos. Teddy and Patterson doing rock, paper, scissors. What's that all about? Well, it's just another way for 2 very competitive guys to find a way to compete against one another in practice. They're both on offense, so they can't compete against each other during practice, but they do that rock, paper, scissors before practice just to have a little fun. It looks like Teddy has bragging rights for the summer after he got a victory in the final day of minicamp. Our last question comes from Chris in Utah. What's the one thing you're looking forward to the most when you attend your first game at US Bank Stadium? Well, the first game will be a preseason game against the San Diego Chargers. But what I really can't wait to see is once the regular season gets rolling at US Bank Stadium is what kind of home field advantage in terms of crowd noise will the Vikings have? Remember, the Vikings had a great home field advantage in terms of crowd noise at the Metrodome. I'm very optimistic and hopeful that they'll have that same kind of advantage or even better at US Bank Stadium. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week, so please continue to send me your questions using the email address at the bottom of the screen, and make sure you stay tuned to Vikings.com all week. The players and coaches may be gone, but the content rolls on. We'll have lots of best of the offseason program, photo galleries, and highlights, so be sure to check that out, and we'll see you next week.